We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
You don't get a date, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey at a date, yeah, you get a dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 7th, is one of the most heartwarming donkeys I've heard in a long time. Okay, now today's donkey is only 13 years old, so he's a juvenile, and his name hasn't been released, okay? I don't have a problem with that because public shame and ridicule isn't what this boy needs at 13. He needs discipline, love, and based off the crime he committed, probably some psychotherapy. No, not probably. This young man needs psychotherapy. Trust me, if I had gotten psychotherapy at 13, I wouldn't have made a lot of the mistakes I made, okay? Young brothers just be needing attention and guidance, okay, and an outlet to express our frustrations, because when we don't get that attention and guidance, we can tend to make poor decisions. And that's what happened to this 13-year-old young man. See, he decided to put the pistol to the pastor. That's right. Lord, they down here robbing reverence. Let's go to KMOV CBS 4 for the report, please.
Of carjackings and stolen cars in St. Louis is not slowing down. The latest victims, a church pastor and a local children's charity. The pastor tells News 4 he's thankful to be alive after two boys appeared to be in middle school, put a gun to his face and took his van. This is surveillance video of the incident last night in the parking lot of Carondelet Baptist Church in South St. Louis. Police say the two boys did not get far. They hit other cars as they drove away and abandoned the van they stole just a few blocks from the church. The pastor says he had to explain to the teens how to start the vehicle because they seem to be inexperienced.
13.
And because of their inexperience, because of that, I didn't want them to say, hey, this isn't working out, shoot the guy and go. I mean, seriously, I was trying to think a step ahead of them.
The teens ran from the scene. The pastor says he pressed charges because he wants to hold them accountable, and he wants to prevent this from happening to anyone else.
I agree with him. Okay, when I was young, my daddy, salute the cowboy in Kitfield, South Carolina, dropping a clues bomb for my pops, man. My daddy used to say, boy, them N-words so crazy, they will shoot in church. Okay, the meaning behind that is some places used to be considered sacred. Some people used to be considered sacred. I mean, the toughest gangsters wouldn't dare rob a pastor. Okay, robbing a reverend is like robbing God to a certain extent. And now we know why Jesus has not fulfilled his promise to you Christians of coming back. Why would he? All right, think about that for a second. Y'all been killing God's messengers, Jesus being one of them, for the longest. Now y'all jacking them? How you sticking up the scripture spitter? Okay, now I know y'all heard me say this is one of the most heartwarming donkeys I've heard, okay, in a long time. I probably shouldn't have led with that because y'all probably wondering what was so heartwarming about the pastor getting robbed. The answer is nothing, okay, but it's everything that happened after that. See, that little boy got caught, okay, and he's currently charged with first-degree robbery. You know how he got caught? Not just because they wrecked the cars. It's because someone identified that little boy and turned him in. Not just to someone who knows him very well. In fact, the person knows that little boy better than he knows himself. Let's go to NBC 5 for the report, please.
New details tonight about a 13-year-old accused of pointing a gun at a pastor's face and then stealing his car. Today, we learn the teenager's mom is the one who turned him in.
Mm. Today, that teenager faced a family court judge, and 5 on Your Side's Justina Cornell's in studio right now to explain what's next.
Yeah, Mike and Ann. So the 13-year-old boy, his family, and the victim of the crime were all in court today. Now, Pastor Mike Coleman with the Carondelet Baptist Church learned that the 13-year-old boy will stay in custody for the time being.
Wednesday morning, one of the teens arrested, a 13-year-old, was in court. Police say his mom turned him in over the weekend.
His mother becoming aware of the event and questioning her son and turning him over to this juvenile court for prosecution. And investigators are still working to locate the second suspect.
God bless that mom. Round of applause to that mom, man. Salute to that mom. I don't know how old that mom is, but that mom clearly has worked too hard on her karma. She has clearly cleaned up her sins, been baptized, give her tithes and offerings. She clearly has done everything she needed to do to get into heaven, and she is not about to lose her blessings fooling with this little human who came out her vagina, okay? She is not about to be an accessory to his holy heist. Now, is this an example of gentle parenting or conscious parenting? Because gentle parenting is the parenting style that's composed of empathy, respect, understanding, and boundaries. Conscious parenting is about letting go of, you know, a parent's ego, desires, and attachments. So which one is it? Conscious parenting, gentle parenting, or is this simply, find somebody else to do it parenting? Okay, and when I say find someone else to do it, this means that as a mom, she probably has done so much to keep him out this position, but that little hard-headed boy won't listen. Okay, she probably been telling him, you're going to end up in jail or dead if you keep going down the path you're going down. And now look, jail at 13 because you out here thieving for offerings. Okay, so now I done did all that I can do. Now I'm letting the system put some fear in you, okay? If one does not discipline a child, he or she will never learn obedience and good manners. In this case, if mama don't turn this 13-year-old boy in, he's going to end up dead or in prison forever. Because if you already robbing pastors at 13, my God. And I'm not mad at his mother at all. And if you think your mother is a snitch, an op, then sit your ass in that juvenile detention center until you get some sense about you, because you got life all the way effed up. Now, let me ask two fathers in the room. We got Envy and Ray J here. 13-year-old child robs a pastor at gunpoint. Your child. You turning him into police?
13-year-old.
It's your child, Ray.
I've turned my own child in?
Would you?
If they robbed
the
pastor.
Did he take all the collection too? Like all of the money from the
death? Man, he robbed the pastor. The pastor was sitting in his car, man.
Oh, but he didn't take the church money that they gave.
What does it matter? He tried to rob the pastor at gunpoint.
I'm taking my son home, and then I'm talking to him.
Okay.
I'm not going to report him to the police. It's my son.
13 years old, he already putting pistols to pastors?
But that's there's a bunch of people tripping on people snitching, and they just friends. Like, it's my son.
Bridget don't want to be a snitch.
I'm just saying
there's a difference between snitching and then turning your son. Like, that's over.
I'm not turning my son in.
That's
not
over turning snitching. Yours in? That's, no. That's like a, no way. That's a different word.
He didn't kill
snitching.
Nobody. He robbed him. I'm going to beat his ass. I'm gonna make
robbed him with a pistol now.
I'm going to make him bring that stuff back.
But was it a real gun and was it loaded?
Shut up, man.
I'm going to make him bring the stuff back. You know, we're going to leave it at the pastor's door, and I'm going to beat his ass, well, but I'm not
take,
turning him
Andy?
In.
What did he take from him?
I guess he took his money or whatever.
If they don't learn the consequences of their actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
you know it's only going to escalate. They already putting the pistol to the pastor at 13.
I'm not,
you know,
turning, my son in and letting my son go to jail.
What did the pastor have that made him rob him? What did he take from the pastor?
He had a gold chain, Ray. Raycon, I don't know. Yeah, Raycon headphones.
Headphones. The narrative is not all the way there. He was just saying, like, he robbed the pastor for what?
Jesus.
What did he get from the pastor? What did the pastor have in his pocket? Like, what did he get from him? Did he take his wallet? Did he take
maybe he took his wallet, maybe he took some money, maybe he took his jewelry, his watch, his Rolex, and all that.
Always remember Proverbs 13:24. Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to turn their ass into police when they out here committing crimes against clergymen. Please let Remy Ma give this little 13-year-old juvenile who robbed the reverend the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw!
Shout out to Remy Ma. I want to do this show with you, Remy, and we got to get on the phone.
Would you turn in your child?
I don't know.
So you just gave us that whole speech.
You just gave
us
that whole speech. Like, oh, do this. Oh, and he robbed the pastor. He robbed this. And when he goes to jail, he's going to do this. And then it's going to happen to this. And this is just a start.
I applaud this mom for doing it, but I don't know what I would do.
I wouldn't turn myself
if I was in that situation.
No way.
I like how you guys go back and forth and stuff. I guess dope.
And I don't have a son, so. I got four daughters. I don't know. I really don't
so
know.
Let's say your daughter did it. Let's say your daughter pulled the Clio and ran up on the hammer and robbed the pastor.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd be thinking, damn, what did I do wrong that she would have to do that?
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I'm not doing that.
All right. I'm going to take a Herbalaw.
A what?
A Herbalaw. It's a natural Addy.
All right. What are we doing next?
We had...
The Ellis's.
The Ellis's here last hour.
That's right. They have a book out right now.
Okay.
Yes.
But they said this, and I thought this was interesting. Listen. Y'all have a chapter called There's a Marriage After This Wedding. Break that down.
So while we were writing the book, we had discussed what our thought process was about getting engaged and being married. Mm-hmm. And Kadeen had admitted that she had never really thought about the marriage.
Nope. Anytime I had conversations with anyone regarding marriage or the wedding, it was the wedding. It was, mm-hmm. you know, what dress are you going to get and who's the florist? And it was the planning of the day. Mm. At no point in time did anyone pull me aside and say, Kadeen, like, once you get married, here are some things to expect, right? You watch these Disney movies and it says happily ever after. No one sees what happens after off into the sunset.
Correct.
I agree with that. Particularly difficult because I just did not think about or plan for what life was going to look like after the wedding.
Mm. Is that something that we do?
What you mean? Work on the marriage?
Yeah, do we plan for life after the wedding? Or is there even a plan? You know what I mean? Is there a blueprint to being married?
Let's talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. We're all married brothers up here. We'll discuss when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep,
it is.
Wake that ass up. Now, I ain't about to go crazy, but this Ray J, and I've officially joined The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.